It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Johnny Namwako, who's given us some perspective, who's going to be our pastor, Ask a Pastor Pastor today. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, why was Jesus' death on the cross the only way sin could be forgiven?
Why? That's a very wonderful question, a very, probing question regarding the death of Christ on the cross, and the reason why it's the only death that could actually get our sins forgiven. I think the most important thing to look at regarding this particular death is who is dying on the cross and exactly why, all right? First and foremost, we do know that God created the heavens and the earth and everything in the world. So everything in the universe was created by God. And when we come to Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 27, God creates man in his own image. In other words, human beings are a reflection of God's image. They depict the dignity of God. So God shares his image with human beings, and he's proud about it because now he calls them not only his creation, but his children. By so doing, and apparently as we know the story as it unfolds, in chapter 2, building into chapter 3 of Genesis, mankind falls into sin by decision. And the decision of their own, they get into sin. See? Now the challenge is, how do you get these who are created in the image of God, these who are actually the beloved of God, if you like, out of that sin that they have landed into? And just the fact that they get into sin seemingly is not enough, but the consequences of sin, as we draw it from Romans chapter 3, 23, talking about the wages of sin being death and so on. So inevitably, the time that Adam and Eve fall into sin, who are the progenitors of the human race, the moment they get into sin, they plunge the whole humanity into death inevitably. In other words, they are all written, or they are all, the verdict suggests that they must all die.
Pastor? Ah, that line has dipped again. Pastor Namwako will come through. Hopefully this line will be better. Let's try and get the pastor back on the line. He's busy answering the question. Our question for today is asking about the death of Jesus. Our question for today says, why was Jesus' death on the cross the only way sin could be forgiven? Why? Why was Jesus' death on the cross the only way that sin could be forgiven? So he was answering that question. Let's see if you can hear us now. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still there. Right. Sorry, I had a disturbing.
That's all right, Pastor. Somewhere. That's all right. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. So we were saying that we were all plunged into sin inevitably because of the decision of our forefathers. And by so doing, death came as a result of that. Now think about it. You have created a world yourself by your decision, and you have created people you love. These people are so dear to you, you want communion with them, but they have decided to go against you. When they realize that they have sinned against their beloved God, and not only their God, but their creator, they want to come back, but they don't know how to come back. And the only way that they can come back is perhaps by some sort of exchange. Somebody must die, because it is God who said the moment you sin, you must die. So it was God's verdict that whosoever is found in a sinful situation, they must die. The soul that sinneth, according to Ezekiel, must die. And by so doing, we were all supposed to die. But now the Lord looks, who is better placed now to be able to die instead of this human rest? Should I send an angel? That would perpetuate injustice, because they would continue to ask. So he created people and he's not able to save them. Who else can God send to come and die for humanity? The only option there was is that the Creator, who gave the law that the human beings who were created in his image broke, that particular Creator, without any shadow of doubt, must now come to die for the people that he loves. That's the reason why you hear the sentiments in John, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That was a demonstration. Now, when you ask about the gift that God gave through Jesus, why is Jesus so important in this scenario? Remember, again, John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, in verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the one true God. So Jesus, the Son of God, is the embodiment of God himself. Remember, in God there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Son takes up the role of God in man and comes to die for us on the cross as that, you know, a principal sacrifice, the only acceptable sacrifice that could be given for the salvation of mankind. So truly, that's the reason why Jesus and Jesus alone was the only, you know, one qualified to die for our sins on the cross, for our salvation and the forgiveness of our sins.
All right.
Yep.
All right. I hear you.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Mpundis. I really appreciate it. Shall we pray, please, yeah. Mpundis?
All right. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you that you sent Jesus, who is part of the Godhead, that you did not just pick any celestial being. You did not pick any angel or even those from unfallen world, but you came down yourself through Jesus Christ that our sins would be forgiven. Thank you that you're a God of justice and you're a God of mercy at the same time, that much as we have plunged ourselves into sin, Jesus has more than the capacity to forgive us. And thank you, dear Lord, for that potent sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, and that we are now called sons and daughters of Almighty God. In Jesus we ask and pray. Amen.
Pastor Namwako, thank you very much for coming through to talk to us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.